Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Three high school girls in Connecticut have filed a lawsuit to preserve fairness in women's sports. We're going to be talking about the details of this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Well, we have talked about on this program before, Matt, the insanity of men wanting to compete in women's athletic sports. In fact, Title IX is a federal law that was passed some years ago to create some kind of equality, a level playing field, if you will, opportunities for women to be able to compete in sports. So if you have a men's baseball team, you have to have some kind of equivalent for the girls in your school. And many girls, as a result, have gone on to be very accomplished athletes. Some of them have gone on to professional sports. But it is something that is very prevalent. Women have been able to achieve high levels in some of these athletic competitions. But here's some stories we're going to talk about coming out of Connecticut. Because in Connecticut, they have what's called the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. And it's changed its policies to now allow male athletes who identify as, quote, female, close quote, to compete as girls. And this has caused significant impact to the girls' sports. And that's why these girls decided to file suit.
Yeah, this is good news. It's nice to see these young women, you know, who many of them, I mean, this is their primary extracurricular activity, you know, in high school. They may have aspirations for college, even for the Olympics. And to see these women who are being abused, and let's be clear here, this is an abuse of the process. This is an abuse of Title IX. The irony here is that they say that Title IX protects these men pretending to be women and allows them the right to completely dash the hopes, the athletic hopes of these young women. It's good to see these young women, you know, fighting back.
It is. And let's give a little specifics to these stories because they're outrageous. And this happens all over the country now. At a 2019 indoor track and field state championship competition, Selena, one of the individual girls that is part of the suit, she finished one place away from qualifying for finals and two places away from qualifying for the New England Regional Championships in the 55-meter dash. But two of the sprinters that finished ahead of her, placing first and second, were male athletes who said they identify now as female. And because of her placement being pushed out by the male athletes who intruded into her sports competition, Selena lost out on the opportunity to compete in front of college scouts at the New England Regional Championships. Instead, she had to sit on the sidelines, and she is one of the top athletes that is in this suit. Here's another one, Matt. June of 2019. Elena won the 400-meter dash at the New England Regional Championships as a freshman. Thankfully, in that event, she didn't have to be forced to compete against any male athletes, so she earned her right on that podium as the winner. But then male athletes decided to compete in and eventually win the 200-meter dash. Elena placed third in that event instead of being the runner-up. Elena was a promising track person who had a long potential career in track and field, but she knows now that being forced to compete against male athletes will obviously threaten her future opportunities to win championships and titles and even earn scholarships. We're talking about these high school students. They look for the opportunity to compete in front of these college scouts. And to do so gives them the opportunity, Matt, to win college scholarships. And some of them have been stolen from these girls that don't place. They place one or two positions lower where they might have placed first or second because the male athletes have jumped into their sport.
And keep in mind that it's usually not even close. I mean, these males, you know, they have a thicker bone density, more testosterone, denser muscle mass, faster twitch muscles. It's no competition. And this is the irony here, that this is all done by the LGBTQ activists and radical feminists and so forth, abusing, again, taking advantage of Title IX and this bizarre interpretation of Title IX that, oh, sure, it protects women, but a woman can be whatever, you know, is a totally subjective analysis. These are men, these are boys pretending to be women, guys that can't cut it with those of their sex. They're moving into the female athletics so that they can shine and get all the glory while they're stealing the glory away from these young women.
Well, the third plaintiff in this case, her name is Chelsea, and she is also a top female sprinter in Connecticut. But she's been denied the title of state champion four times because of the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference change of the rules that has now allowed males to compete in her sport. And last year, she had the unexpected opportunity to compete on a more level playing field after a male athlete was disqualified. So a male athlete was in her competition, but he got disqualified because of a false start. So now it's just females. And Chelsea then, in that competition with no males, because the male athlete was disqualified for the false start, she went on to win the state championship and the New England Regional Championships in that same event. And that's where these girls are. They're at the top of their game, but then men come into their competition and they push them out. And these girls have been running track, some of them, or other competitions since they were young. And, you know, for a man to come in, like you're saying, it's just an unfair competition.
Well, in fact, under this CIAC policy there in Connecticut, and just keep in mind, this is a microcosm for what's happening everywhere.
Yeah, this is what's happening everywhere.
Even the Olympics are talking about allowing males pretending to be women to compete against females. Well, in Connecticut, two male athletes have taken 15 state championship titles that were previously held by 9 different girls. They've taken 17 individual meet records. So, of course, they're dashing the records. Well, those aren't real records. There's very unlikely to be any actual female to ever break those records. We don't know, but the disparity is so strong. And it was just in the news the other day, this transgender weightlifter in Australia took 5 titles and just dashed all of the records.
Smashed
them for this weightlifting competition. Well, you look at this guy, he's a man. He's built like a man, broad shoulders. There doesn't look to be anything female about him whatsoever. And what surprises me is that how these male athletes can have the audacity and actually be satisfied and comfortable with the stealing these trophies away from these young women.
Yeah, this is just absolute insanity. Just to reiterate, since the change of this policy by the CIAC, the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, to allow men to compete in women's sports who say they subjectively identify as a woman, two male athletes have taken, two of them,
yeah,
have taken a combined 15 state championships. They've been dominating the state championships. And those state championships were dominated by 9 different girls, were held by 9 different girls. 17 individual meet records that have been set that previously belonged to 13 different girls. They're decimating the girls' sports. How discouraging can that be to, you know, we have in the competitions, Olympics and so forth, we have strict rules about drug testing. And the reason for that is you want to have people on the same equal playing field. To compete with just one person competing against another with no artificial enhancement. But this is like putting somebody, if you will, on steroids and saying it's okay. Bringing somebody from a completely different body makeup into this women's competition, decimating the women. We've talked before on this program about one of the women who was a top mixed martial arts expert, and she fought against a man and broke her skull. The man broke her skull.
Her ocular cavity was crushed.
Yeah. Crushed. You've been a boxer. I mean, that is a major blow to the head. It's life-threatening. And
could have killed her.
Could have killed her. Yeah. And she said she's never been hit that hard in her entire career. I mean, this is just insanity, people. We need to get back to some just common sense. God created male and female. That's it. No matter what you think about it, no matter what the radicals think about it, that's how it is. And we need to get back to some common sense. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.